I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Every year when there's a new head coach in town, we kind of introduce him to everybody, and certainly Dorian James doesn't need any introduction. He's been around, played at a high level before. Not only that, he is part of a three-time defending state champion team from Northwestern, who now goes from his alma mater at Northwestern to take over Carroll City, a program rich in tradition. And Dorian is so kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and welcome to Carroll City.
What's going on, Larry?
That's awesome, man. I mean, you come out of a great situation with Northwestern, and certainly a winning tradition for years and years and years, but over the last couple of years, and now you go to a program that you used to look forward to playing all the time. And but on the outside, you always admired Carroll City because they always had kids, always had great coaching, and a tremendous alumni. Talk about that. I mean, talk about – because, you know, you look back in time, there's a lot of coaches that are coaching at schools where they didn't play, but they used to, you know, go up against. I mean, you look at Roland Smith, who was a Northwestern guy through and through, and he's been at Central all these years doing so well. Talk about the move, and you know, what was behind the determining factor of you taking the head job? Did you felt you were ready for this move?
Yeah, Larry, it was just a blessing to be in this position. Something we always wanted and we worked extremely hard for. We're trying to bring back the tradition of the Zoo Nation faithful, something that they seek and something that they deserve. There are a lot of doubters out there for whatever reason. But I have the faith in God and the faith in my staff that we will be successful, doing right by the community. And most importantly, these young men. I try to instill lifelong lessons in them about football and how it ties into life and making the right decisions and being respectful and not following the crowd, which is one of the most important things. This thing is bigger than football. Education is the first thing without education.
Sure.
The football obviously doesn't exist. But we have resources in place for our student athletes to be great. I also have the best staff I can find, over 12 championships among my staff, and over 20 years of friendship. So it's pretty stand-up guys that I can trust. And we're going to put the state on notice that Miami Carroll City is back, Larry.
Well, you guys, they were in the playoffs last year, so obviously the nucleus is there. But the one thing, too, Coach, that probably is the most important thing is the administration and the way they've felt about you and the need to bring you over as somebody who was not just an athletic-minded guy, but, as you mentioned, somebody who made sure that the kids hit the books and maintained that GPA. So when time comes, like now, for these seniors,
right,
that they don't have to hunt and guess about what type of GPA they have or when they took the test, you'll have that in order. Talk about that, because I think that people in this generation kind of lose that, and now without that January testing, it kind of, like, you know, puts you at a, you know, at a disadvantage. Talk about how you prepare how you're going to prepare, because you learned from a lot of great people how to prepare academically, because academics is basically everything, because a lot of kids can play football, but academics is where it's all, where you separate. Talk about that.
Well, one thing that we brought over, me and my staff discussed, that we'll put in place is a mandatory study hall period, and that's directly after school is over. We give the student athletes an hour to get any work that they need to get done or any work that they're struggling with, an opportunity to get that done, because we know right now is the most pivotal time that athletes tend to lose focus on the academic part because they're out of season. Specifically football right now is a time where the season is over. It's been a long, grueling season, and the kids tend to lax, for lack of better words,
right,
as far as academics is concerned. But we put this study hall in place, and myself, along with three or four other coaches, are in there every day making sure the kids are handling their business as far as the books is concerned.
Yep.
I also have a coach, along with myself, that do random checks. So we'll go around the classrooms to make sure the students are in the classrooms, for one, and doing what they're supposed to be doing. We also implemented that all football players sit in the front of the classroom, just showing the teachers the initiative that they want to learn and be excellent scholar athletes.
I mean, that's awesome. I mean, and you got to have, obviously, a plan in place for these kids to follow. Coach, as we're speaking with Dorian James, new head coach at Miami Carroll City. Coach, the other thing, too, is when you take a look at, you know, your experiences, who are some of the people who have been influential in your life as far as, you know, from a football standpoint, from an academic standpoint, from a spiritual mm-hmm. standpoint? Who are some of the influences that you've taken a little bit from each of them and have used them in your coaching?
Well, as far as the spiritual aspect, I give a lot of credit to my family. I was brought up in the church. Every Sunday had to be there, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then I take it all over to the educational standpoint. My high school principal was real influential in my life, and he instilled that failure is not an option motto in my life, and it's something I live by every day, regardless if it be with football or just everyday life. As far as the coaches that impacted me the most, I can take it all the way back to a coach that you previously mentioned was Roland Smith, Tim Ice Harris, Max Edwards, who I was with previous season. But those guys instilled a lot of Jimmy, and I was just fortunate to be around those guys to soak in a lot of that information and translate it into my program and my staff. So I thank those guys a lot.
When you were playing, did you always figure one day that you would like to be a coach? Because I mean, I know I remember when you played, and you were a very smart guy. You always thought out of the box a lot. I mean, you were one of those guys that I remember thinking, wow, when his days are over, he'd be a really good coach. Did you kind of look at that as an early age as a path, or was this something that came a little bit later?
Actually, it came a little later. My last year in college, I tore my ACL, so I had a lot of downtime, and there was nothing for me to really do but learn the ins and outs of the game. I also want to give a lot of credit to one of my college coaches, my college defensive coordinator, Deshaun Burns. He put that light bulb in my head to say that one day you can be a great coach if you just study as you do playing on the field, off the field. So once that was said to me, I just took it and ran with it, and it's been uphill ever since.
Awesome. So now what game plan heading into spring? Obviously, kids working out, staying in shape. If they're not obviously doing that, they got to be playing basketball or running track or something to keep busy, and then you head towards spring. What are you looking to get out of your first spring there? You're just trying to kind of set the tone for the summer and see what you have to work on?
Yeah, that's basically what we're looking at, Larry. We just want to put a game in place to see who are our guys, per se. The guys that we can depend on through the long, grueling season, as I stated before. Not so much of a win-loss aspect, even though you want to try to win every game, but that is not my mindset. I got that from Coach Max Edwards. He was like, don't worry about the spring games. It's always going to be different once the fall comes in, so I want to incorporate that in my program as well. Just try to find out who can actually play for us and who we can depend on during the season.
Good stuff. Coach Dorian James, new head coach at Miami Carroll City, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll run into you plenty here in the offseason. Best of luck, and you know, keep doing what you always do, because I admire the work that you do. We're excited for you and your staff. I know a lot of the guys in that staff, and they've hit the ground running, which is awesome. And I know Zoo Nation is behind you all the way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Larry. Thank you for having me.
Good stuff. Dorian James is the head coach, the new head coach at Miami Carroll City. And for those of you listening, you know the prestige that school has brought to this community for decades. And obviously, never far from the mix. I mean, even last year was a quote-unquote off year, a down year, and they still made the playoffs. So they're a 4A school now. That 4A is a lot like the 6A was a couple of years ago with a crowded house. But certainly you're going to see a team in Carroll City that's going to have a lot of talent, a lot of great coaching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.